The question was asked, during Birkat Kohanim, does one have to cover one's face with a talit? So there is such a custom that we cover our face and we don't look. Technically, it's not prohibited to look. It says that in the temple, the Kohanim used to have their hands out, and Hashem's presence would rest on their fingers. And it was considered immodest to look at that. It was as though there was some kind of revelation, and it could hurt a person if they looked at it during Birkat Kohanim. But that was the Kohanim in the temple that used Hashem's hidden name. So there, you're not supposed to look. What we do is a biblical mitzvah. We have no tradition that the Kohanim come down to their fingers. We, very often, the Kohanim will cover their hands with the talis when they make Birkat Kohanim. And as a commemoration of what they did in the temple, we don't look. But it's not really prohibited to look. It's a nice thing that we do. Some people even cover their face with the talis. That's generally the thing.